here at the Brooklyn POE, where Elvis Presley, Private Elvis Presley of the United States Army, is due to embark for Germany today. And let me tell you just a little of what the hubbub is like here. We've been, as I say, waiting for the past 2 hours for Presley to come in. There was some delay with his train. And he has just stepped off an elevator, which has brought him up from the lower level, where many of his fellow embarkees have been preparing to go aboard the General Randall, the ship that he will take over to Germany. Now Elvis moves over and is going to sit down behind the desk. The microphones will be brought in. More pictures will be taken. Elvis apparently enjoying the whole thing very much. He's been in smiles since he walked into the room.
Ma'am?
What are your medals for?
Is it all right to stand up, sir? These medals right here, ma'am, are for expert with a carbine rifle and also tank weapons.
Also what? Tank weapons.
Tank weapons. That's a 90-millimeter gun. Oh, excuse me. And this one right here, I didn't do quite as well. This is a pistol. I got a sharpshooter with it. Yes, sir, that's right.
Do you speak any German at all?
Do you speak any German, someone asks?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Trying to learn a little bit?
I probably have to in order to survive in Germany.
What is the A your name stands for?
Aaron.
Gentleman over here.
Elvis, what was the author of the book you were carrying to get off the train?
I had just gotten the book, sir. I don't know.
Somebody gave it to you as a gift.
One of the boys gave it to me on the train. The title of the book was Poems That Touch the Heart.
Did any of them touch your heart?
Have you had a chance to read it?
Yes, ma'am. I read a couple of poems in it. I read one in particular called... Should You Go First, which is a beautiful poem.
You prefer poetry to short
stories? Yes, ma'am, I do.
Do you know by whom this, by whom the poem was?
The author was unknown in the poem. That's right.
Elvis, is your dad going to Germany shortly after the same time?
Yes, ma'am, he is supposed to leave, I think, on the 26th.
And anybody else going with him?
My grandmother and... one of the boys that used to work for us is going to.
Yes. Do you have any? Do you like to go to Germany? I know you have no choice, but.
Well, yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. In fact, before I came in the Army, we were planning a tour of Europe. I've never been out of the States except to Honolulu. And. Rock and roll music is very big over in Europe, in Germany and all over Europe. It's very big.
Do they have still very active groups that you hear about even though you're in service?
Yes, sir. In fact, I think my fan club's probably doubled.
Since you've been in?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
And the mail almost drove everybody crazy at Fort Hood.
What happened to all that mail?
It was all sent to Colonel Parker to be answered in Nashville.
And what else you got to say now?
Well, sir, I suppose I get probably 15,000 letters a week.
15,000 a week?
Yes, sir.
Do you expect to get a chance to send over to Germany at all?
Well, sir, I don't know. I really don't.
You hope to?
Actually, it's a pretty tough question. So far, I've just been soldiering, and I've been doing very well at it, sir. I don't know exactly what they have planned for me.
March 24, 1960.
Yes, sir.
To keep your career going while you're in the Army, you might have to give sort of press conferences, as a Paramount star and all that while you're in Europe.
I would imagine that there'll be quite a few people from the press over there. I really don't know. I don't know how it's going to be handled over there, you know.
Elvis, at the time you entered the service, I think it was Colonel Parker who said that the federal government was going to lose money by taking you into the service, meaning, of course, income taxes. Did you share that sentiment with him?
Well, I'll put it like this. I paid a lot of income tax, I know that. Although the government has a lot of money, I hope. Ma'am, it'd be out of uniform, ma'am. I can't take the hat off. No, actually. Some of them wouldn't look good in print, sir. My favorite song is a song called Padre. Are you familiar with it by Tony Arden? And also, You'll Never Walk Alone was always one of my very favorites. Yes, ma'am, it definitely did. I knew my left leg from my right one.
Did that cover garden you
outfitted
at Hewens High School in Memphis give you any going away presents?
Yes, ma'am, they gave me an old musket, one of the old rifles, you know, you had to pack the powder on the end of it. They gave me, yes. I think it was the Civil War. Let me see.
On which side?
On which side? Let's see.
You still have your four Cadillacs?
Three now, sir. I traded one for a Lincoln, sir. No, ma'am. I'll get a German. When in German, do as the Germans do, you know. I'll probably get a German car. I had one. I gave it away, sir.
How does it happen that you're not in
special service? Ma'am, I don't know.
It's not your choice. I mean, no one asked.
Well, I haven't said anything. I mean, I guess the Army knows what's best for me.
What kind of work do they have you doing? What kind of work do you do in
Germany? For about 18 weeks, I was in the tanks. I was a tank commander. And then the last few weeks I was there, I was a truck driver. I drove a truck.
Now, Elvis, if rock and roll died off between now and the time you got out of service.
I starved to death, sir.
Was there a question back there?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Maybe we have that
jumper. If rock and roll music were to die out, which I don't think it will, I would try something else. I would really probably go in for the movies then. I would try to make it as an actor, which is very tough because you got a lot of competition.
Elvis, are you surprised that you're as big a success and a lasting success as you are now? Did you think it was going to turn out this well?
I didn't know, sir. I was hoping, but I just took every day as it come along. I didn't anticipate that I was gonna do well, or I didn't anticipate I was gonna die out.
How many gold records do you have, incidentally?
25, sir.
25.
Yes.
25.
Yes, sir.
That's tops, isn't it, in the business?
Eight, sir. They're behind time. I have 25 million sellers and two albums that have sold a million each. In fact, the RCA Victor men are here. They can verify that. Isn't that right?
Mr. Scholes is right there.
They've all disappeared, sir.
Steve Scholes?
Isn't that right, Mr. Scholes?
Gentleman with the red badge over there.
Quite a big difference on the furlough in Germany, Elvis. I understand that's a privilege of all Army personnel.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Why to make any records while you're on furlough in Germany? I understand that's a privilege of all Army personnel.
No, sir, I don't. I don't think so.
Yes, sir. On the rock and roll, Elvis, do you think that say, it's a developing form of music? In other words, will it stay like it is, or do you think it may change its form? Now, look, there's been criticism of the wiggle angle on that. Do you think it's going to straighten out or something like that? You know what I mean?
Sir, the wiggle can't straighten out. The wiggle can't straighten out, sir. If you do, you're finished.
5 more minutes, gentlemen.
That's like a guy down in Fort Hood.
Get the questions in that your editors want.
Well, one of the sergeants one day, I was sitting down on my footlocker and my left leg was shaking, I mean, just unconsciously. He said, Presley, I wish you'd quit shaking that leg. I said, Sarge, when that leg quits shaking, I'm finished.
You've probably seen that your fans brought down a ceiling in London when King Creole was showing last week. Do you plan to go to England at all on furlough from Germany?
I would like to, if I can make it on a 3-day pass.
Elvis?
Hold a
second.
Why would you like to do the most in your first year in Europe?
I'd like to go to Paris and look up Brigitte Bardot.
Gentlemen over here, do you have a question? Yes, I have a question. This gentleman had a question.
Yes,
sir. Elvis, do you have anything at all to say to your many admirers before going overseas? Any farewell words?
Well, yes, sir, I would. I'd like to say that I'm going to do my best to keep putting out the records and everything that they enjoy, and that I'll be looking forward to coming back and entertaining them again.
Do you have any records cut that are not released?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay.
I have two, or is it three? I don't know.
Tell me what you think of Volari and his new Italian singer.
Oh, well, I went out and bought the record when I first heard it. I think it's great.
Do you think you might record
an Italian song?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could cut the mustard.
While you're in the service, do you plan to take advantage of any of the educational benefits given by the armed services, such as your sacking?
Well, I have thought a lot about the different types of school the Army has to offer. And I do know for a fact that a lot of fellows have gone through the service and benefited, out of civilian life after they come out of the service. A lot of guys that had nothing, prior to the time they went in, and they go in service, and they take some kind of a schooling for maybe a year or 2 years, and when they come out of the Army, well, they're qualified for a good job. Now, it doesn't hurt for anybody to have a profession to turn to in case something did happen to the entertainment business, or something happened to me. I don't know exactly yet what kind of a school that I would like to go to.
Elvis, on the trip here from on the trip here on the train from wherever you took off from and from Fort Hood to here in Brooklyn, you must have had some time to yourself. What did you think about it?
Well, there were 350 guys on the train with me. They didn't give me much time to think. The boys come around and they talk and they want to know about Hollywood and they want to know about different things, making movies and things, and we're pretty well kept occupied. I don't like to sit alone too much and think.
Have you formed any real close buddies in the service or friendships since you've
Yes,
been
sir.
In?
I've got quite a few buddies in there.
Elton, you're sorry you never got to college?
Right at the time, we didn't have enough money to go to college. I would have liked to have gone.
You'd like to go back?
Well, it's according to what the future holds for me.
Please. Yes, sir.